Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר פסח.
Hello, we're reading the article of Rabash, The Need for the Need of Below. It appears in Rabash, Volume 3, on page 2080. You may ask questions on kab.tv, and selected questions will be aired. We're reading from the book Rabash, Article 921, The Need for the Action Below. They have taken a man to the house of the fathers. The Creator said, "You have done it below, that you shall continue and take the flock, and I will break their strength above. And as you shall do, you shall burn it in the fire, as it's written, that I too will bring it in flames above, in the sea, in the river of flames." And to understand why the Creator needs the action from below, and what is the matter of burning and breaking the force of the klipot above, and what is the force of the sitra acha, we should also understand what it says that Israel did not leave Egypt until they were broken, until they have shattered all the ministers above. And Israel came out of their authority to the authority of the Creator and were tied to it. As it's written, because the people of Israel to me are slaves, what is the meaning that they are slaves? As written later on, that I've taken them out of Egypt, that I've taken them out of a different authority, and I've brought them to my authority. And to understand all of this, it is known that the purpose of creation is to benefit the created beings. And for that, the will to receive pleasure was imprinted in man, and this force dominates man. For that reason, the evil inclination is called king, since he controls, he governs this force, meaning he gives man pleasures, due to which a person becomes enslaved to them, and he is as a slave, and the evil inclination is the king. And this force of bestowing the pleasure is the force of the evil inclination. It is in exile beneath his dominance. And while he has nothing to give to man, then he has no control over man. Likewise, if a person could give up on his pleasures, he then too would not be enslaved to him. Therefore, in the exile of Egypt, while Pharaoh bestowed upon them his pleasures, then they were enslaved to Pharaoh, and they couldn't exit from the exile. But once they did the action, meaning once they've awakened to exit the exile, because this deed is considered choice, then the Creator has broken his forces above, meaning that he's taken from him the pleasures with which he enslaved the people of Israel. And while he has nothing to give, that is considered that the Creator has broken his strength and burned him in the fiery river, meaning that he's taken from him all of his influences. It follows that the Sitra Achra has no way to control man. Therefore, he has the strength to exit to exile. And then they entered sanctity, meaning they began to feel flavor in bestowal. It follows that they then became slaves to sanctity. It turns out that he who governs man is the pleasure, and the slave is the one that is enslaved to the pleasure. And while a person's pleasure is from reception, they are called the slaves of Pharaoh. And if his pleasure is from bestowal, he's called the slave of the Creator. And without pleasure, you cannot advance. And a person cannot break the pleasure, but only the Creator can break it. By taking the abundance that he cannot give the created beings. And that is called breaking the force of the Sitra Acha. And a person needs only to discover that he wants the force of bestowal, and that he should ask of the Creator to give him this force, and that is called choice on behalf of man. And only that is an awakening from below.
Mohan?
Understood?
Ma.
What?
He says there is an action of choice. He says, when the minister is killed or something, what's the action of choice? When he no longer receives pleasure from Pharaoh, what is this choice he speaks of?
We work on it through the environment, the influence of the environment on the person. It happens in a simple way. The influence of the environment over the person. This is what determines where a person is in order to receive or in order to bestow. Depends on how he works with the environment, how he raises man, how he receives the light that reforms. It's all that way. If you're asking about a concrete choice, not in theory, but the action, but what is the choice of environment? That you cause the environment to be such that educates you towards spirituality. Through the environment, you bring that spiritual education over yourself. And then you advance. To the extent that you influence them, you cause them to influence you. They can be little, they're not understanding a lot, it doesn't matter. It's about how you influence them. That's what you'll get from them. They could be really not understanding anything about it. But the impression that one has towards that is what it is. The environment is in order for us to refocus our vision of reality, the Creator, in a non-egoistic way. That's the only reason it exists. All the rest is the Creator.
No.
Yes.
A simple person on the street. He is not the worker of Pharaoh?
No.
So it's not speaking of him?
No. It's not about him.
And how he loses pleasure in life?
No. No, it's not that too. Why? Why do you think it is?
Because he writes here, he writes simply, there's pleasure, he enjoys reception, and I guess everyone enjoys reception.
Everyone enjoys reception, then when they don't have what to enjoy, they're all in despair, and that means they're already in Egypt?
No, here he says you cannot live without pleasure.
That's clear. That's true to each and every one, but it's not Egypt. It's not the discovery of the states that relate to the Creator, because the Creator is what you discover in the ten, inside the group. If they fight to connect, like Joseph's brothers, they hated it, then they did accept it, then they saw that it gives them progress, it's all good and great, then they started feeling a lot of trouble and problems with that, but it's all towards connection. It's only towards connection. Just like that, an individual finding troubles in life, that's an animal, that's a beast. It doesn't take in, it's not taken into account, it's not connecting with the form of the human. Just understand the spiritual definition. On your own, you're a beast. Working in the ten, you become closer to being a dumb human. And that's what we're talking about. All those ups and downs are with regards to that. As it says, you are called man. Who are you? The one who understands that he needs to achieve that. Wanting it, yes, or more, that's a different thing. But at least understanding, that's the required form. Okay? Good. So no questions. Good.
Ma.
What?
So he says here that a person does not have the ability to break the pleasure, but only the Creator can break it.
Yes.
That he has nothing else to give the created beings. What's this in the work, in the ten, in the group?
That we must pray. The group must be unified in order to find the right goal, the right form they wish to arrive at, and then ask for that. And that's why there needs to be a prayer of many. Why? To pray correctly. Our problem is, on my own, I cannot ask the Creator. It's not going to help. He's not going to hear. That system doesn't listen. If I don't know the right instruction, the right command, or pressing the right button, then it doesn't work. How do you press the right button? After I try to connect with the group, I discover inside of me all sorts of discernments in favor and against this and that. And towards these discernments, I then realize what I need to ask, who to ask from. I have a certain inner depiction of what's going on, because by connecting in the environment that wants it, I understand what unity is. Unity means above all differences. What's it for? To be in order to bestow. It's not about being connected. It's not a matter of connection. It's a matter of in order to bestow. If I try to be in order to bestow, and as a result of this effort, and also as a result of the impossibility of doing that, I need both ends, two things, aviyut, coarseness, and the opposite force. Meaning I'm in the group, I want to connect with them against my ego. I'm willing, I'm wanting, I'm somehow trying, but I can't. So I have a resisting force and an attracting force, a certain attracting force. With both of these, I see I cannot do it. The children of Israel sigh from the work, and then I cry and receive help. It's all inside the ten. Otherwise, how will we make these discernments? Only inside the ten, only with regard to the Creator. What's the Creator? The Creator is my ideal ten. When it's properly connected, and there's light that fills it, shines in it, and its force is of pure bestowal. And that is the Creator in my eyes. The Creator is, like we read the definition today in tests, the upper degree towards me is called the Creator.
I did a very special exercise that I care for the friends every day, like to my children. And then I felt that the pleasure from that disappears. There was that good feeling, and then it disappeared. Does that mean that the Creator takes the pleasure?
He never takes away the pleasure. He simply adds, increases your will to receive. And then the previous pleasure disappears.
In other words, it was egoistic, and the fact that it disappears, it means the Creator increases the will.
It's still egoistic. The point is, you were a baby. When you receive 50 grams of milk, you're full. Today, if someone gives you 50 grams of milk instead of lunch, will that be enough? No. So the desire has changed. So the light that you had yesterday is darkness today.
So every day we make an effort, the Creator breaks the pleasure until we reach...
The Creator doesn't shatter any pleasure. He increases your will to receive, making it greater. And you feel it as darkness. And you say, the light went away. The light didn't go away. It's just a new state, a new desire. Look at how humanity today all is all in despair and darkness. They have nothing to eat. They've got food. They've got nothing to wear. They've got clothes. Look how much food is thrown away, as well as clothes and everything else.
So the correct effort is that I relate to the Creator, that the Creator does it on purpose with the greater will to receive and greater darkness, and I need to do what? What do I need to do in return? A new exercise?
You need to now rise further to the next desire. You were given a greater desire, but with it you now need to connect further, and each time more and more. As you said, the pleasure from connection disappeared. That's exactly it, because you have a greater desire than what you attained.
I can return to the same exercise, but above?
Then it's a higher, different exercise. You always rise in sanctity. The Creator never goes back and cancels the degree or empties your degree. No, he only gives you a greater desire. He wants you to rise.
How to rise? To ask of the Creator what? How do you rise?
No, ask. It won't help. First, connect with the friends. Find a deficiency with them. With that deficiency, you pray for them. When that pains you, he'll hear. Otherwise, he won't hear you. Alright, guys, this is... Come on, start doing something, and then we can talk. What's the second article? Is it long? Do we have time for it? Man, the matter of exile?
270.
Reading from Rabash, Volume 3. Page 1637, the matter of exile. Rabash article, the matter of exile. Israel that is exiled, divinity is with them. Which means that if a person reaches a state of descent, then spirituality for him is also in a state of descent. And according to the law that a mitzvah leads to a mitzvah, why does he come to a descent? The answer is that from above he's given a descent in order for him to feel that he is in exile and to ask for mercy to be taken out of exile, and that is called redemption. And there cannot be redemption if there is no exile prior to that. And what is the exile? It's being under the control of self-love and not being able to work for the sake of the Creator. And when is self-love called exile? It's only while he wants to exit this dominance, since he suffers torments from not being able to do anything for the Creator's sake. So it follows that when he started working, there must have been some kind of reward and fulfillment due to which his body agreed to work. And then, when it was showed that there is a matter of working for the sake of the Creator, since a mitzvah leads to another mitzvah, and then he should have asked to be taken out of exile, then he can escape the exile. And how does he escape the exile? By saying that in this work he will not succeed. If so, what does he do? He loses his mind, himself. Meaning, he leaves the work and he goes back to the corporeal life, which is in the matter of the wicked in their life are considered dead. It follows that while he should have asked for redemption from exile, he escapes the exile and he loses himself. As it's written, the righteous follow the path of the Creator, the righteous will follow it, and the wicked will fail it. But you should go above reason. And the descent in spirituality means that he has no faith now, but he now needs to give greater work, and the previous state of faith is considered now a descent with respect to this work.
Became reason. Again? Maybe read again.
Again. 270 in the Passover book, Rabash article, the matter of exile. Israel that have exiled, divinity is with them. Which means, if a person reaches a state of descent, then spirituality too is considered a descent. And according to the law that a mitzvah leads to another mitzvah, why does he come to a descent? The answer is that from above he's given the descent in order for him to feel that he is in exile and to ask for mercy to be taken out of exile, and that is called Geula, redemption. And there cannot be redemption if there is no prior exile to that. And what is the exile? It's being under the dominance of self-love and not being able to work for the Creator's sake. And when is self-love called exile? It's only while he wants to exit this dominance, since he suffers from not being able to do anything for the Creator's sake. It follows that when he started working, there had to be some kind of pleasure and fulfillment for which his body agreed to this work. And later on, when it was shown that there is the matter of working for the Creator's sake, since a mitzvah leads to another mitzvah, and he had to ask to be taken out of exile, he then escapes exile. And how does he escape exile? By saying that in this work he will not succeed. So, in that case, what does he do? He loses himself, his mind, meaning that he leaves the work and he returns back to his corporeal life, which is in the state of the wicked in their life are called dead. So, instead of having to ask for redemption from exile, instead he escapes the exile and he loses his reason. As it's written, and the righteous shall follow the path of the Creator, and the wicked shall fail it. But he should go above reason. And the descent in spirituality does not mean that he has no faith now, but that he now needs to give greater work. And the previous state of faith is considered a descent with respect to this work.
Questions? Well, Terence, okay.
Rav, Mishu in the street. Barechov, who begalut?
Someone on the street is in exile?
What do you mean in exile? Say that and then I'll tell you.
Detached.
How do I know who we're talking about? Off the street. Maybe it's Bala Sulam taking a walk. I don't know. Meaning a Kabbalist, let's say. Then what? When I went with Rabash to some person like that in Petah Tikva, then in Chulon, in various places. People, you can't say in any way that there are Kabbalists. In Rehovot, I went to Rav Mahmud. I also would go to speak to him. You wouldn't be able to say he's a Kabbalist, and some other people too. They don't seem special on the outside, and they're not too inflated with importance on the outside. They don't have any special external appearance, and also they don't hold themselves as too great, because everyone's measuring themselves towards the Creator. So no one thinks of himself as great. So how do you know? Maybe you're meeting someone on the street and he's the Messiah.
No, regular people on the street, not Kabbalists. Is a regular person on the street, is he in exile?
Normal on the street is not normal, it's just nothing. Then what?
Quand il parle de ce texte-là, j'ai l'impression que ceux qui sont en exil, c'est un travail qui est déjà dans la spiritualité.
Because when we read this text, it seems to me that those who are in exile are people who are already in spirituality.
Of course, Yes. That is up to one's definition. The person determines if he's in exile or not.
So why do we, that are not in spirituality, why are we speaking of being in exile?
Why exile? You lack that? You need, if you lack spirituality to the point that you only want spirituality. Spirituality is what? In order to bestow. Loving everyone. Loving the Creator. That's spirituality, and I so want it, but I can't. Then I feel in exile. Yes?
Is this us?
I don't know, it's us. Ask yourself.
I want it. Sometimes I want it, sometimes I don't. So
Right. So give me, why not? Sure.
How to be in exile?
By a lot of efforts. Only by the light that reforms. Gradually, you see that the Creator puts them in Egypt and takes them further and further into a point where they say, that's it, at the end of exile, at the end of Egypt, we're in slavery, we cannot continue that way, we're better off that dead. It's so bad that they're willing to run away from whatever goodness they may have there. And then they're told, no, wait, it's not it yet, you have to cross the Red Sea, and you have to take the long route, not the short one, through the desert, and so forth.
Rav.
Yes.
Question I get quite frequently from students. Why can't a person himself turn to the Creator?
Turning to the Creator for what? With what question?
La question c'est ça, parce que justement, il y a beaucoup d'individus, 7 milliards d'individus, qui demandent au Créateur et le Créateur y répond.
That's the question, because there are 7 billion individuals turning to the Creator, and the Creator isn't responding.
They don't turn to the Creator at all. The Creator is not hearing, and they're not turning. They're not asking to come back to the form of Adam HaRishon, which was shattered, and that's why they're not turning to the Creator.
When people have some problems, they turn to...
They don't turn to the Creator, they just cry.
Who to? Who do they turn to?
To who? I don't know to who. To the walls or to the air. There's no Creator. The Creator is just one thing. It's the force of unity of everyone that presents everyone with troubles and problems in order to draw their attention to it, to unite, that is. If they understand it, great. Otherwise, they're developing towards it.
When they have a problem and they ask for it, who solves their problem?
No one solves their problem. The Creator gives them tougher problems.
I understand what you're saying. That's also how I answer. People still keep asking because they have a problem. They turn to the Creator, and their problem is somehow solved.
We come from the shattering of a kli called Adam, and all we can do to be better off is one action, to try to reconnect with that kli. That's it. All the other actions are in vain, are futile, are nothing. They only cause us damage. Why? To show you that you're wrong. So, I don't know how to say it. I remember this was tough for me too. I'm not a people's guy. I'm not a, you know, don't like socializing, and I'm not all that. Also, I saw the same thing with Rabash too. But you have to put it into your this microprocessor inside of you. So there's only one thing there. Connection is the purpose of creation. If I aim there, then I can ask more or less, in what way, and so forth, only towards that goal. Nothing besides that. Nothing else will help you. Only that. If you want to succeed big time with nature, with the upper force, then only towards connection.
Comment est-ce qu'on prend une personne qui veut résoudre son problème à maintenant, si tu veux résoudre ton problème, cherche la connexion.
I agree with you completely. So how do you take a person and bring him to a state that if he wants to solve his problem, he's in search for connection?
Explain it, but calmly, nicely. Explain this is nature. It's the laws of nature. That's how we have to behave. If we want to heal ourselves, to make things easier, to draw forces of nature to act on us in a nice and pleasant way. So that's how we have to behave following nature's current. I have to swim in the same current and not against it. Explain it in a simple, calm way. It's not me, it's not someone else, it's just how it is. What can you do against nature? You can't. So I'm just explaining, and you'll decide if you want to do it or not. If you want, if you are truly tired of trying and trying other things and everything just turns out worse, then learn a method how to flow together with nature. And then you'll feel, it's not simple because it's against the ego. It's swimming in the to the other direction. You want to go this way and it takes you that way. It's really opposite vectors, but that's the only thing you can be successful at.
Il y a ce dilemme, Rav. Ça serait tellement plus facile si, je sais pas, le créateur, puisqu'on dit qu'il n'y a rien mais lui, arrêtait de répondre à leurs requêtes, et là les personnes viendraient à nous. Pourquoi?
There's a dilemma. If none besides him would stop answering the requests they ask for him.
He doesn't answer. They portray to themselves a certain image that doesn't exist, pray to it, and think it'll be good.
But he answers them.
He does. He answers. Okay, where is that TV channel or radio channel where he answers?
Je parle de l'Afrique. Les gens ont encore cet espoir que non, ils se tournent vers Dieu et Dieu répond à leurs questions. Que non, Dieu va faire.
I'm talking about Africa. They still have this faith. If I turn to God, then God will do.
What can I do? That's not just in Africa. It's all over the world. Even people who are non-believers, whether it's Judaism, Christianity, Islam, or other, whatever, thousand other belief systems, from the East or from Africa, it doesn't matter. Every person believes there's a certain higher force that he prays to that gives him what happens. Where does it come from? I'll tell you where. When he cried to his mommy when he was a little boy, then instinctively he cried towards the caregiver. And now mom is not there anymore, or he grown up, and now he's an adult, and he continues to have that cry from towards nature. That's it. It's an instinctive inclination. But if they have that, don't tell them it doesn't exist. At least, you know, let them have that little thing. Don't put a blind, an obstacle in front of a blind man. Let them be that way. Okay, now sit down and summarize the lesson or the daily task.
All right, daily task is coming to us from the UK. Every 10 reads together the article. What is... Every 10 reads together the article. What does it mean that before the Egyptian minister fell, their outcry was not answered in the work? And speak of this article throughout the day. Zohar lesson. You're all invited to the Zohar lesson live 6 p.m. Israel time. It's broadcasted on Facebook Live. Kabbalah College is happy to invite you to your first steps in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Come and learn the tools that will enable you to direct and organize your life. For details and enrollment, call 1-700-509-219. All together as one. Kabbalah L'Am Congress in North America. We invite all of our friends and students to a Congress in North America, May 3rd to 6th. To get your tickets, go to one.kabbalah.info. Now, each friend writes a summary of the lesson on a piece of paper. In a few words, we'll dedicate 5 minutes to that.
שכל חבר מוזמן לשתף את סיכום השיעור שלו בסביבה טובה ובמהלך היום באחת מהרשתות החברתיות באינטרנט, באינטרנט
בינו... Friends are invited to share their summaries on סביבה טובה, kabbalahgroup.info or on their preferred social network. Let's sing a song.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב
מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב
יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם Here we are you should come along with one voice we can spread this song bring down the walls you know it won't be long when we're together we cannot be wrong
Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены.
Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы.
Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья.
Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я.
Here we are, you should come.
Puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad